the first female student athlete from the state of Michigan to sign a D1 commitment to a school to wrestle on a full-ride scholarship comes from Hanover Horton. Danny Swihart signed that letter of commitment on Friday. Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM, we are on hand to witness this historic event. After the signing, Danny told our microphones that this is a huge honor, and she's still coming to grasp with reality.
To be honest, it's an honor. I haven't even wrapped my head around it yet. It seems so, you know, huge. You know, that's all I can describe it as. It's amazing, honestly, and I'm so excited for what that'll bring me. You know, Iowa has all my academic interests, so it obviously was already put onto the top of my hunt for a college that suits me compared to other ones. You know, being the first D1 Big Ten school, you know, it opens up a lot of doorways for not only girls like me who want to experience more educationally, but also through wrestling. It's huge.
Danny enters in the ground floor of a budding Iowa women's wrestling program. She said she's so proud and honored to be a part of the foundation.
I can see myself as a building block. I know the traits that come along with me, the qualities that I have being a student athlete, and I feel like it is valuable to the program. And I fear that, or I don't fear, but I hold faith in the fact that the girls will honestly utilize that, and I become a part of something bigger than what I could ever imagine. Just being who I am as an athlete and as a student, I think that those are qualities and traits that I possess that could honestly help build the program.
Swihart also just amazed that she's the first from Michigan to have this type of accomplishment.
Yes, my mind was blown. I honestly still can't wrap my head around it. It's such an honor, it's such a privilege. And again, I am so entirely grateful that I had the opportunity to be able to go further than most. And the fact that I'm paving the grounds for other women in Michigan who also want that dream big, and want to be able to follow in the same path.
Coincidentally, Danny signed on the exact same day she had her first wrestling practice 8 years ago.
Seeing that memory, it just, to be honest, brought on so many emotions to see how far I've become. In no way did I think my first day of wrestling practice I would end up on Iowa's wrestling team. You know, just that stuff never happens.
Danny Swihart, wrestler from Hanover Horton, on her signing with Iowa, talked about, again, being the first female athlete to have that accomplishment and what it means for others that may follow in her footsteps.
Again, I feel like I have the qualities and the traits as a student athlete to be able to make a mark, to stomp that down in history, to be able to continue that and build a culture in Iowa. And, you know, the men in Iowa already have developed a wrestling kind of culture, and just in the way they train, they eat, they sleep, they talk, they walk. And I hope to develop that same on the women's side.
Danny said that there were a lot of people in the last 8 years to help her get to where she is today. Friends, family, coaches, and the boys she wrestled with and against.
Growing up, I always had a huge respect coming from the boys on my team. You know, I was always one of them. And, you know, until women's wrestling in Michigan, like the girls' side of things, never really sprouted up until high school. So I was always wrestling the guys, competing against with them, and just being able to grow up in that environment really helped me stem as a woman in this sport. Without that, there's many stories of girls who have failed because of the fact that nobody had supported them throughout their whole journey. And on that note, my coaches also respected me as an athlete, and that was huge. Not only were they family, some of them, but other ones saw potential in me, and they never gave up on it. And the fact that they never gave up on me is why I'm here today.
Before Danny goes to Iowa, she still has a season to wrestle with Hanover Horton Schools. And being the returning state champ, She's going to have a target on her back. She talked about that with Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
I have no fear in that. I feel like the work I've put into it is really going to work out in the end. I can see why girls would have a target on me, being like one of the more successful ones. But I just want to be able to tell them, look them in the eye, be a good sportsman, and also tell them that, you know, you could be here too. It's a possibility. Just work.
Wrestling for girls at the high school level in the state of Michigan, at least in their own division, is relatively new to the state. Danny Swihart of Hanover Horton talked about how it's grown just in the past year.
Up until the last few years, Michigan women's wrestling wasn't always on the board. I mean, last year we had our first ever state tournament at Ford Field. And since then, we've just been sprouting, growing. We've got more girls invested in freestyle in the off season, and I was grateful to be a part of that through Mario and his gang at Michigan Rev. So I think after that, it's really starting to explode in Michigan. I mean, in Tulsa, in national duels, we took second behind California, and it was really a swing match. So I think there's big things heading for Michigan because you have both more girls being involved and more experience coming up, huge in bed, like better coaches, better facilities, stuff like that.
Danny said that now that the MHSAA has a girls division for high school wrestling, that's huge for the sport for girls in this state.
In Michigan, it really blew it up. You have so many new girls that are coming out because they now have the option to only wrestle girls. A lot of the reasons why women don't come into the sport is because they fear that they don't always have the same level of competition in regards to, am I going to be wrestling the boys or be wrestling the girls? And I think just the whole opportunity of them having an individual state tournament this year really motivated the girls to come out and try it.
As far as life after wrestling, Danny plans on being a vet.
Iowa, being a Big Ten school, offers a lot more than your average like D3 school. And so, being said, they do have my pre-veterinary program, which I will be studying to become a large animal vet. And through that, I'll be able to find a veterinary school after that that suits me.
Danny Swihart, senior, Hanover Horton Schools, Iowa Wrestling Commit for their female program on a scholarship. On top of that, she's also a 399 student. For Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM, I'm Mark Daly.